David's Bridal, where brides and bridesmaids get fabulously dressed. We let our friends pick out what we wear, show off our dance moves, obsess over every little detail, hold your hand through it all, smile bravely when it's time to let go. Make your dreams come true. The things we do for love, only at David's Bridal.
Program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 18th day of December. It's almost Christmas, right?
All yes.
Right. And Jesus is the only reason for the season. And today, this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge. Folks out there, we need, boy, do we need a Christmas gift, folks, because this week we're only going to be able to have 4 days instead of five, so it's going to be a shortened week because Friday is our Christmas presentation, our Christmas program, and Christmas comes first, right? And so back there in a cage tonight, back in the what they call the phone booth, we have Randy and we have Frank. And we have Eric, okay? And I think that goes by weight, no. Maybe by age, no. I'm not going to do that. Our producer tonight is Ken. Hey, Ken.
Good evening, Pastor.
There you go. You heard the cackling. There's a lot of cackling, but never an egg. It's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Get out of here. Go on, hurry up. Okay, now we have, and of course, we have our... She's normally here with us on Monday nights and Pledge Week, but she can't make it tonight. And so, but we have Elaine, Nurse Elaine Connolly.
Good evening, everyone.
Well, good to have you back. And then we have the legendary, way out yonder in Missouri, the Missouri legend, the Parson Joe Larson. Parson Larson? Parson Joe Larson.
Yes, good evening. The troublemaker is here.
Yep. All right. So we got a lot to do tonight. We really have a whole lot going on. So Pledge Week tonight, and so we already want to give the phone numbers out right out of the chute. And those numbers are, for those of you folks that are using credit cards, it's 888-281-1110. I mean, you can call that if you're doing other ways too, but 888-281-1110. And the other call line is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And so tonight is Pledge Week, and we really need to hear from you. All righty, we have Lisa has pledged $125, and Anonymous has pledged $200. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Anonymous. And lights flashing all over the studio here. It figures it's our Pledge Week, folks. These things always happen. They always happen to us, but it's not this time. It's not our. It's one of the other radio stations that's flashing. Hopefully it won't be us tonight. All righty. We are back. So, Joe and Elaine, are you ready to do the Bible study?
We sure are.
All righty, so.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Pastor.
All righty. We're going to start tonight in John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And so, Joe, why don't you go ahead and read verses 1 and 2?
John, okay. Oops, hang on. I just dropped the page. Sorry, give me a second. John 1.
Jeff, you're right. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because the Word was a name for the Lord Jesus. In the Greek, that's logos, as you know. And it's first of at least a dozen titles in this chapter, right here in this chapter. He is referred to as the Word, as the Light, as the Only Begotten, as Jesus Christ, as the Lord, as the Lamb of God, as Master, of King of Israel, Son of God, Son of Man, Jesus of Nazareth, and the Messiah. You know, just in this one chapter.
Yeah. Now, that kind of pretty much covers a lot of bases, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Now here, the one thing about this chapter right here, that these two verses predate every other verse in the Bible. They predate Genesis chapter 1. And so here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So what is that referring to? It's referring to one thing. The Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Well, you have the Word Jesus, the Word, the essence was with God and was God. So it was like they were face to face. Christ was there at the very beginning with the Father.
Right. Well, it's a reference.
Before all things happened, before anything else, they were there.
It's a reference to the Trinity. You're absolutely right. And so you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so here, God the Son was with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in the beginning. Now, it is an interesting thing, because if you just try to close your eyes and picture a time, think about this, when nothing existed. In fact, at that period, if you will, it was actually before time. This was before. You see, time is a measurement of happening to happening, event to event, from here to there, from past to present. But before even that existed, God who is eternal existed. And so picture just space, just billions of miles of empty space with nothing in it. And then here, now that, and picture this, the only thing that existed in that was the power of God. The Word of God was so powerful that He spoke everything. The energy in God's Word literally was converted to material, and He created the heavens and the earth. Now, that's an awesome thought, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, Einstein kind of explained it. Energy, matter are all interchangeable. Energy, matter, antimatter are all interchangeable. So God spoke. Like you said, the energy of His Word, by that energy, matter was created, and we had the universe.
All right. Bob in New York pledges $500, and Tony in Toronto pledges $125. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Tony. All right. Let's go to verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So here we're talking about Christ the Creator, and you would be surprised how many people, when you talk to this, and I've talked to so many people, They're astonished when you tell them. And they'll say, well, how could that happen? He didn't even come into existence until 200 years ago.
2,000 years ago.
Right, 2,000 years ago, yeah. Well,
sorry, it was just that we'd get a phone call on that one if I didn't.
Right. So here, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Now, that was an interesting thing, for the darkened minds of sin-blinded men could not. They could not because they what? They would not, huh?
Would not.
And so they wouldn't come to the light when it was offered to them. And the reason was men loved their sin, didn't they?
Exactly. And even before that, it's a scientific thing. The light came when the universe was created. We had light created then. And what darkness, you know, and light are diametrically opposed. And the light, you know, the darkness did not understand light in the universe.
Absolutely. And Elaine, you just jump right in if you have a question or a comment. We're going to go over now to Matthew chapter 1. And in Matthew chapter 1, we're going to take a good look. There's a lot here. My pages are stuck together. The pages in the Bible are so thin.
They are. Well, that's what happened to me. They were so thin, I went and had it open, my thumbs, and all of a sudden the pages slid open. We're getting older, boss.
Yeah. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Well, now here, an espousal was in those days considered almost a marriage. In fact, it was so close to being it was a marriage without being consummated. And in order to break off an engagement or an espousal, you had to get a divorce, a legal divorce.
Yeah. Even before it was consummated, you had to be divorced.
Yeah.
It was quite a contract then. In other words, it was a covenant, right?
Right. Now, you remember what Solomon said when he said there was nothing new under the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeremiah says, wait a minute, there is something new. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 31 and read verse 32, and I'll just go there. Jeremiah 31, verse 22. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. A woman shall compass a man. In other words, a woman will contain, will have a man inside her. And so how did that happen? The baby Jesus wasn't a man, was he?
Well, he exists in all times and all places ever since he existed with the Father in the beginning. So, yes, he was a... He came as a baby, but he encompassed all the attributes of God within that little baby.
So Mary gave birth to Jesus as the Christ child, but Christ gave birth to Mary through creation, didn't he?
Right. He created her.
What do you think about all that, Elaine?
Basically, I think all of it's overwhelming, you know, when you think about, you know, how magnificent all this is.
It's an amazing thing. For us, it would be a total impossibility and a head scratcher. But for God, has God's technology exceeded AI?
There is no comparison. He trumps it by millions of whatever.
Yeah, I would say so. Now then, Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Well, now, here in that day, being pregnant without, you know, Well, being pregnant without being consummating the marriage, Joseph could have had her stoned, couldn't he?
Right, because it meant that she had been unfaithful to him.
What
because
if
under law he was not allowed to touch her until the the night of the the wedding night of the consummation?
What if instead of that, what if another man had come in and forced her? Somebody say that she knew, and forced her, and she refused to yell for help. What do you think the consequences would have been of that?
Probably the same. If she had not screamed and yelled for help and fought, probably the same consequence.
It tells you right here in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 23, if a damsel that is a virgin and be betrothed unto a husband, and a man find her in the city and lie with her. Did you notice it goes to the city? Notice all the bad things happened in the city?
Yeah, I noticed.
Nothing's changed in our world.
Yeah. Then you shall bring them both out into the gate of the city, and you shall stone them with stones, that they die. The damsel, because she cried not being in the city, and the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's wife, so shalt put away evil from among you. So those were pretty serious consequences. Now, Joseph was a good man. He was a kind-handed man, and he loved Mary. Why do you think he loved Mary so much?
Because she was a beautiful woman, and she was dedicated to God. And I believe that she was moral, and she was kind, and she was loving.
Well,
and family was important.
The dream of all the Hebrew, young Hebrew women of that day would be the one that would bring the Messiah into the world. That was the greatest honor any woman, in fact, today that would have been the greatest honor anyone could receive. And so God chose Mary. Why do you think he chose her? How do you think he chose her? God looked upon her heart. He knew her thoughts. He knew how she felt about him. And so within that, God had chosen Mary, and he told her that she would be known amongst all women, that she would be the best-known woman that ever existed. Do you think that's true today?
Yes,
it always will be. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll bet that makes Hillary mad, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, don't even go there. There's no comparison.
That really doesn't even belong in the same sentence.
I know. When I think of Hillary at her glass ceiling, how much Hillary loves Hillary? Well, maybe you're right. I should have brought that up, huh? Okay, let's go. Here we have to go now. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Let's go over very quickly to Isaiah chapter 7. And in Isaiah chapter 7, I want to read verse 14. It says,
Okay.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Now, what is one of the big controversies that the so-called liberal theologians have said for decades, that word virgin simply means a young woman? What is the problem with that?
Well, the problem with that is she was a virgin in the sense, like she said herself, I have been with no man. And that makes it an immaculate conception, no chance of it being a earthly father. But there's something else there. That first three words, therefore, or four words, the Lord himself. Who is the Lord? Jesus Christ himself shall give you a sign. And we go back, and who was there talking to Mary? The angel of the Lord himself. Isn't that the pre-incarnate Christ telling Mary that she has been conceived by the Holy Ghost? And that goes with the Lord himself shall give you a sign.
Absolutely. So now let's jump over to Isaiah chapter...
Extra Christmas miracle, Pastor?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, that's another passage of Scripture that people don't realize, that it was the Lord himself that he was omnipresent. So as he was talking to the shepherds, he was there in Shekinah glory, and he was announcing his own birth as a child. Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you? He's not only omnipresent, but he passes through time also. And so
exactly
here,
and going back here, the Lord himself giving the sign. So all through, you see the angel of the Lord, Christ, being active until his very birth. People say, well, like in the beginning, John, that Christ was with the Father, but he's been with his people all this time as the angel of the Lord. And lo, I am with you always, right?
Absolutely. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 and 7.
All right.
Go ahead and you can read it, Joe.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Well, now it's an interesting thing, because when he referred to wonderful counselor, that's an interesting, because even his enemies over in John 7, verse 46, we read, his enemies were saying, never a man spake like this man. And so, in other words, they were referring to this is somebody different. This is not an ordinary man here. But then he goes, when he's referring to, what about the government shall be upon his shoulders? Obviously, the government was upon his shoulders, but what is another application for that?
He sits on the throne, the right hand of God, and from him everything in heaven and earth continues under his authority, under his power.
No, well, he's referring in verse 6. There's two verses, two governments there. Oh. In verse 7, it's his government. In verse 6, he's talking about the government shall be upon his shoulder. We're going to cut away and go to a break and come back to this on the other side. We'll be right back.
The babe, the son, of Mary.
Why lies in such mean estate were ox and colt are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here. The silent word is bleeding.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
So bring him incense gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
What child this lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch.
Alrighty, we are back, and here, I gotta say this, folks. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We only have 4 days this week for pledges, so I'm going to just jump in right early tonight. Ken put me down, put doers of the word, Pastor Sanders, for $1,000, and can I find a match? Now, also, we're going to give you a special. We have the Attempt to Cure, that book that has been so very, very popular. We ask a donation of $50 or more. Or Everybody is Sick and I Know Why, another very popular one, for $30. Or for 25 or 30, the Little Red Book. And so, or for $100, you can get all three of those books. And you can save a few bucks by doing that. So that's the Attempt to Cure, Everybody's Sick and I Know Why. That Little Red Book is absolute dynamite. And so, folks, again, we have a donation of 50 for one or all three for 100. And now if you are a little bit destitute and can't afford one or any, let us know. And a lot of times we can help people out that could use one but can't afford one. And we've done that quite often, in fact. Because it's about the need. It's about the person, not about the money. But we do need some help. All right. Who can match me? $1,000. Do I hear a pledge, a match for $1,000 at 216? No, that's the wrong number. At 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I wanted to go back and finish our scripture here. When we were talking about, when we looked at the everlasting Father, the everlasting Father, how does Jesus become the everlasting Father?
Because he is God.
John 10:30. He says, I and the Father are one. In Colossians,
one,
Joe,
right.
It says that the Godhead is found bodily in Christ, huh?
Exactly.
When they asked Jesus, when can we see the Father? He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father, huh?
Father.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
And so we go ahead and he says here, the Prince of Peace. Well, he's going to bring peace upon this earth someday, isn't he? Now, he said, of course, and again, of the increase of the government. Let me go back to the government shall be upon his shoulders, Joe. You have two applications there. The government was on Christ's shoulders when he was there, the Roman government and the Jews. They were all on his shoulders. But who is and what is the body of Christ?
That's the living church.
And so the body of Christ, does the body have shoulders?
In that sense, no. Well, all the lively stones, all of us, the born-again believers, make up a living church. So upon his shoulder, the running of the church, he would be in charge of everything in his church.
Well, the reference is to the body of Christ, too. So he's telling you that there's a reference there that the government is going to be upon us, this worldly government will be upon his church.
Oh, in that sense, upon us. Okay.
And so it will be upon him now. In the next passage, he's talking about real government. What we have is kind of an illegitimate form of government here in America. But of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform that. Now, here, what he's talking about is a magnificent kingdom that could never, ever, ever be achieved by human efforts. We could never, without Christ, could we ever have the millennial kingdom?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Only by the zeal of the Lord could that happen, huh? I want to take you over quickly to Isaiah chapter 16 here. In verses 1 and 2, actually 1 through 3, we read this. Arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness, and the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to the light, and the kings to the brightness of his rising, the kings to the brightness of his rising. Well, as we go through here, we're going to see that three kings come along here. And
I'm sorry, what chapter and verse was that, did you say?
Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3.
Oh, 60, thank you, okay.
16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did too. I thought I heard 16. I'm sorry.
No, Isaiah 60. 60. And so,
okay, yeah.
And so that's where we're going to pick it up, because the very next verse we're going to talk about in the next chapter, three wise men. But we're going to leave off in verse 22 for tonight, verse 22 of Matthew chapter 1. So that's where we're going to leave off and give the numbers out again, because we got to hear from you this week. We only have 4 days, and boy, I'm going to tell you, things are tough. You want to keep us on the station you're listening to? We really want to stay on the stations you're listening to us on. We can't do it without your help. So, listen, we need you all to be out there tonight I hate to use the word to be our Santa Claus, huh? But we definitely need some help tonight. 888-677-9673 or 888- 281-1110. Elaine, what's happening in your world?
Well, in my world, I'm dealing with a lot of vaccine-injured people and people that are waking up that are seeing through the fear that caused them to make poor decisions, and now they're dealing with the aftermath.
Boy, there's more and more stories. We have story after story after story about that. There, in fact, in Italy, you just had one of the heads of the medical association out there just come clean and say, look, I tried to warn people. These vaccines were killing people, and I was silenced. And now he's come out and he's telling the world that he tried to stop the kill shots in Italy, but he wasn't able to do it. All right.
Well, and you know, and I think there's a couple of things that went on here. I think some people lost their connection to God, all right, and they forgot really what they're doing on this earth. And then on top of that, they are not walking in faith and trust. And then on top of that, this was told right at the very beginning. It was experimental, and there was nothing approved. And so people went ahead and put investigational products, you know, into their body. They pay more attention to the oil they put in their car than they do in what they put in their body, you know, with COVID. And it was based on fear and propaganda and MK Ultra programming and the constant news media and a good amount of social media and pressure, plus a lot of family members actually blackmailed other family members. You won't see the grandchildren.
You know, yeah, that happened. Yes, we had so many cases of that where, you know, in every case it was that we've had, it was daughters, it was adult daughters, and telling their parents, you can't come and see your grandchildren unless you get the kill shot, okay? That is an amazing thing. You know, why? Well, we know why. Where does the Bible say women are always attacked in the area of what, Joe?
Discernment.
And that was, it's just for some reason, women are, they're more trusting, especially when it comes to doctors and medical, you know, now that's corporately. We know that's not the case in every case, because we have people like Elaine here with us that knows better. She's out there. But when it comes to things like, well, when they went after the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts fell right away. The Girl Scouts didn't even put up, they went down, boom. When they went after the YMCA, the YWCA went down right away. Okay. When it comes to open marriage, 80% of the open marriages are pursued by women, okay? And so in that area of discernment, it's nowadays, it's, you know, that's exactly like the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. We see that being fulfilled right before our very eyes. All right, Big Tony pledges 100, and Anonymous of Massachusetts pledges 25. 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. You know, Joe, about a month ago, we were telling people what was taking place in the Vatican, and we were telling people that the Pope was talking about homosexual marriages, what they call same-sex marriages.
Right.
And here... And that was about a month ago. All of a sudden, guess what? Breaking news today. In fact, let's listen to it.
We're also following the major news from the Vatican tonight. Pope Francis voicing support for same-sex civil unions, the first pope in history to do so. The pope saying homosexual people have the right to be in a family, that they are children of God. Here's our foreign correspondent, James Longman, tonight.
Tonight, an historic shift from the leader of an ancient institution. Pope Francis becoming the first pope in the Catholic Church's 2,000-year history to endorse civil unions for gay couples.
This is a man who cries with humanity.
In the new documentary, Francesco, the Pope says homosexual people have a right to be in a family. They are children of God and have a right to a family. It's a major departure from the position of the Vatican's own doctrinal office. The Pope adding, what we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that. The pontiff has called for civil unions in the past, but before he became Pope. The emphasis on the legitimacy of the LGBT family is also notable, experts calling it a monumental moment.
It's a real way of not only speaking pastorally to this group of people, but also speaking lovingly and making them feel more welcome in the church.
Conservative Catholics, though, tonight are calling for clarity. Thomas Tobin, Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, saying the church cannot support the acceptance of objectively immoral relationships. But Francis's words are striking a chord with a younger generation.
I never thought that I would see something like that in my lifetime.
29-year-old Nicholas Traxler from Minnesota says the Pope's comments speak to his heart.
It's a difficult road for LGBTQ Catholics. I value my faith and my sexuality as equal parts of my identity. But it hasn't always been that way.
Pope Francis has cast himself as the modernizing pope, but he's faced huge opposition from within his own clergy. This latest move could mean the biggest backlash yet, but he may feel he has no choice if he's to survive in a modern age. David?
All right, James Longman with us tonight. James, thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos.
All righty, here. So what the Pope virtually is saying is, you know what, sodomite marriages are okay, even if it takes you right to hell, even if it sends you right to hell, that's all right, because we here, me at the Vatican, I've decided I know more than God, right? Here's what God has to say about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornication, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Sodomites.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's point blank clear.
Yeah, the Catholic Church has been involved with human trafficking for decades.
Well, it's the church is split. Yeah. You're right, they have been. But just like after World War II, they had you had a group of Catholics that were trying to rescue people, and you had the other group that were working with Hitler, okay? So
right, exactly, but the current pope was in Davos. He's been in Davos every year with George Soros.
Oh, that guy's a communist, and I believe he's a Satanist. I really believe he's a Satanist, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, that we're in the satanic spiritual war.
All right, very good. All right, Robert in Illinois pledges 15. I'm still looking for someone to, would you match Tony or match Bob in New York for 500. Can I get a match from Bob in New York for 500? Or can I get a match for me for 1,000? For 1,000? Or match for Tony for 100? We need to hear from you, folks. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I'll give those numbers again because people say, well, can you give them a little slower? Yes. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. I got a couple quick announcements to make, too. So, folks, get your pens and papers, too. I'm going to give you a phone number here. This is very important. There's two things here that you need to hear. One is to call to action, and the Right to Life Coalition of Ohio, that's us, I'm a part of that. We need for you to do this, to contact Governor DeWine and urge him to sign House Bill 68, the Savings Adolescents from Experimentation Safe Act. House Bill 68 protects minors from life-altering surgeries and hormonal treatments that are being pushed by sociologists in our public school system. And folks, they want to make money mutilating children. You know, the poor children, you know, they confuse them, they mutilate them. Folks, they need your help. They really need your help. So here's what you do. You just call, just write this down, House Bill 68, and just call Governor DeWine's office. And you can call his office at, I had the number here. Where'd the number go? Let me find that phone number. Okay. You can call his office at 614-466-3555. Listen, you don't have to live in Ohio. I don't care where you live, okay? I don't care if you live in Timbuktu. Call that number. Tell Governor DeWine, sign that. That's the only right and decent thing to do. In fact, say Pastor Sanders tells you to sign it. I know him very well. And so call that number, 614-466-3555. That's 614-466-3555. Governor DeWine, sign House Bill 68. And that is the Save the Children Act. You need to do that first thing tomorrow.
To stop it.
Notice, you know, he's to sign the bill. When it gets to his desk, the legislation was passed by the House and the Senate already.
I understand that, but he's already indicated that he's not going to sign it.
Well, it's because he hasn't heard from the folks out there yet. And
right,
so,
exactly.
Well,
but the voicemail is full, so just know that you can go to the website.
Go ahead.
And basically send a comment, you know, along the same line, because the voicemail was full as of 2 days ago.
Right. Well, this just came out just today.
It's been out there. The Lake County Liberty Coalition has been on top of this. All right. Because DeWine has right along. He's not going to sign it.
Okay. Well, you could go to the website. And what is that website? Do you know offhand? I don't have that here. I think it's just Governor DeWine.
Ohio.gov, basically. Ohio.gov, or do a search for the governor's office.
All righty. We really need to do it. And I just got this, so I haven't even called yet myself because I just got the notice. All right. We have Robert in Illinois pledged 15. Gail in Michigan pledges 400. And Deacon John pledges 100. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, folks. Thank you, Deacon John. We need to hear from you. Keep the phone lines coming, folks. It's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And so at Doers of the Word, we're collecting coats. We're collecting coats. Coats that are in decent shape, folks. You know, new or nearly new, if you can. For homeless veterans. We have a lot of homeless veterans out there, and they need coats because it's cold out here. And so if you have an extra jacket, an extra coat that you would like to donate to for a homeless veteran, you can drop it off at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and we'll make sure that it gets to one of those veterans. And so the church, Joe, tell them how to get to the church. Joe. 14781. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, NEWBURY, Ohio. And 44065 is a zip. So if you want to get to the church there and drop that jacket off, that coat off, and we'll make sure.
Pastor.
Yeah.
I was saying when you said get there, you always say it's near a route such and such, and I'm going, I can't remember all that stuff. All I could think of was the address, and that's what you gave. But you normally say something else that's near such and such a route.
Right at the corner of Route 87 and Sperry Road. It's right on the corner, huh?
Route 87, that's what I couldn't remember. Thank you.
It's right under that 800-foot tower. That 800-foot tower is hard to miss. And so,
Pastor,
yes, ma'am.
I'm going to do a closure on what we were talking about with family members being told they can't see grandchildren, et cetera. I have had people that basically called the bluff of their children, and they said, fine, you're the one that is choosing to alienate me. Let me know, you know, when you change your mind. And you know what? They did. They all came back, all right, when the dust settled and said, sorry.
Well, they should, all right? And because the more, and I would tell these parents out there, remind your children, your adult children, about what's in the news, about what is coming out, what they don't know about, you know. You have all of these young people. How many deaths? Even the CDC said they're trying to hide all of the deaths. But how many deaths have been attributed to the kill shots? And folks, believe me,
they can't hide much.
Right. All right. Maureen in Illinois pledges 200. Thank you, Maureen. All right, those phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have a whole lot of things to cover tonight, and I just wanted to say, it looks like our President Trump has been winning quite a few lately, hasn't he?
He's been getting endorsements.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Elaine?
No, I just said he's on a roll. He's basically touring the country, and he's reinforcing with people, you know, our constitutional republic and our freedom.
What else is happening out there? It seems like more and more in Georgia, about 300,000 illegal ballots. They're fought and how many of those, Joe, did the president lose by?
That I don't remember.
Not even, just a fraction of that. So there was way, way more illegal votes for people that were not legal, who did not live in the state, who did not qualify, some of them weren't even alive. All of those, many, and they were all, guess what, they were all for the Democrats, weren't they?
Right. I remember that. It was the percentage was less than 10 that were, you know, everything else was Biden.
Now, the governor out there in Georgia, remember the one that said, oh, that election was secure, that election, all of a sudden he's changed his mind now, isn't he? Because he's seen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Elaine.
Basically, he's getting caught. You know, there's a lot of information coming out now with the FOIA request.
Yep.
All right, that they basically didn't expect to come out so soon. And a good number of them they're getting down into the statistics. All right. And the fact that, you know, the United States was never good with statistics before COVID to begin with. You know, the CDC changed their parameters and their standards, you know, year to year. You know, I had to work with them in the hospital. And so you would try and do a comparison, you know, from year to year. And there was always some variant that they put in there that, you know, it really wasn't a good comparison. So even without COVID, they didn't do a very good job. And then with COVID, they deliberately did not keep statistics and they made theirs voluntary. They didn't educate any medical or professional people on how to use the system. And then they were caught taking data down out of the
hang right
system.
Yeah, hold right there. Let's pick that up when we come back on the other side because something happened in Arizona too. Be right back with more. Don't go away.
Right.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.